This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Investigators said on Monday the man in custody and charged in connection with Sunday's attempted assassination of former U.S. President and current Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump waited outside Trump's golf course for 12 hours, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
At a federal court in Florida, a shackled Ryan Routh was charged with having a firearm despite being a convicted felon and having one with an obliterated serial number. He could face more serious charges as the investigation continues. Routh was taken into custody. The FBI says Secret Service agents noticed a rifle muzzle poking through the golf course where Trump was playing. An agent opened fire. Routh fled and was caught in a neighboring county. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Police body cam video released on Monday showed law enforcement taking into custody the man suspected of firing gunshots near Republican U.S. presidential nominee Donald Trump's golf course over the weekend.
Driver! Take two steps to your right! Take two steps to your right!
Secret Service agents spotted and fired on the gunman in bushes near the property, a few hundred meters from where Trump was playing, law enforcement officials said. Russia said on Monday its forces had retaken control of two villages in its western Kursk region from Ukraine, continuing what Moscow says is a significant counteroffensive there. Russian forces have been battling Ukrainian troops in Kursk since August 6th, when Kyiv surprised Moscow with the biggest foreign attack on Russian soil since World War II. A senior Russian commander and pro-Kremlin war blogger said last week Russia had restored over 10 settlements in the region. This is VOA News. A U.S. State Department spokesperson said on Monday Israel's initial findings on the killing of U.S. citizen Asanor Izgi-Aigi do not exonerate Israeli security forces, warning Washington would consider other measures if it is not satisfied with the results of a full Israeli probe. Israel acknowledged its troops shot the 26-year-old, who's also a Turkish citizen, on September 6th, while she took part in a protest against settlement expansion in the Israeli-occupied West Bank, but said it was an unintentional act during a demonstration that turned violent. The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs has approved the immediate release of $8 million to support victims in flood-ravaged Nigeria's Borno State. Timothy Obuzu reports.
The UN resident coordinator Mohamed Malik Foul announced the new funding while visiting flood victims over the weekend. The visit was to assess the extent of damage caused by the flooding and to ramp up life-saving assistance. The UN has been providing hot meals and facilitating food airdrops in hard-to-reach areas cut off by flood waters. Last Tuesday, a dam burst caused millions of liters of water to pour into communities in Maiduguri. State authorities say the flood killed dozens of people and affected more than 1 million others. Timothy Obuzu, VOA News, Maiduguri, Borno State, Nigeria.
More rivers across Central Europe have been unable to deal with a deadly deluge of heavy rain from the worst flooding in at least two decades. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
On Monday, Poland's government declared a disaster in affected areas and said that it had set aside $260 million to help victims. Prime Minister Donald Tusk said his country and others affected would seek financial aid from the European Union. The southern Polish town of Kłodzko was still inundated with water on Monday after border areas between the Czech Republic and Poland were hit hard over the weekend. Surging water levels collapsed some bridges, forced evacuations, and left a trail of destruction.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Peru's prime minister on Monday called on farming communities to stop burning grasslands in the Andean and Amazonian areas that have sparked deadly wildfires, killing at least 15 people this season. Forest fires are frequent in Peru between August and November, largely due to the burning of dry grasslands to expand agricultural frontiers and sometimes by land traffickers, according to data from the Ministry of the Environment. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.